Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name is Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. Now today is our... She just stole my capybara. Today is my Thursday episode where we give you guys our advice when you ask us things in the DMs.
Okay.
So we've actually got a voice memo today, which is exciting. So we'll listen now.
Hey girlies, need some advice. A bit of a backstory. One of my closest friends is obsessed with her ex. They have been on and off for around 5 years. Only problem is he's a complete player. He strings her along. She's completely hung over him. If they date, which seems to happen every couple of weeks when they break it off and after a week, he will snap other girls, chat to other girls, etc. It's gotten to the point where he makes her feel like shit, and her whole entire life revolves around what he thinks of her. She means so much to me, and seeing her being hurt by someone who wouldn't deserve her in 100 years, I've been thinking about saying something forever. So my question is, should I say something, and if so, what should I say?
First of all, ew. That guy sounds like a douchebag.
Literally.
Have you ever had a friend that's been treated like that?
Not really in an on and off situation for like that long. Like I've had friends like go back to their exes, but never like continuously.
Yeah.
So I guess it is really hard. But I will just say this. This is what you should tell your friend. If a guy is treating you hot and cold, it's actually so disrespectful to you that he feels he can disrespect you that easily.
Mm.
Like he feels that he knows that he can treat you like literal shit one day and then the next treat you, you know, good.
Yeah.
And he knows that you're still going to come running back.
Mm.
Like that to me is the biggest, like the most disrespectful thing a guy can do to you.
Yeah.
Like think that they can treat you like shit one day and then have you the next.
Yeah. It's not on.
Like, it's not on.
She definitely needs to talk to her, though.
Yeah.
The friend needs to talk to her about it because she's obviously blinded for some reason. If you were the friend, how would you talk to her? Would you just straight up tell her or?
I would wait till they're broken up because it's bound to happen. Well, that's what she said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So true.
It happens every week.
Yeah.
And then I would say, look, like actually I would be like, so you guys have been on and off for 5 years.
Mm.
Where do you actually see this going?
Yeah.
Like genuinely, like where do you see this going? Like, because it just sounds like a waste of time to me. It sounds like an emotional draining waste of time and you're not getting anything out of it.
Yeah.
And I would just, you know, probably say, you deserve so much more. You're wasting your time and your prime years.
Yeah.
By being with this guy.
I like what you said before. Like you would say, where are you going with this? Mm. I feel like when you ask people questions, it makes them think of the answer.
Yeah.
So instead of you saying you deserve so much better and stating facts, because sometimes that can just go over their heads. If you ask them questions like, where do you think you're going? Or how many more times are you going to let him break up with you before you actually call it quits?
Yeah.
Because then she can think, okay, I've done it 6 times. How many more times am I willing to put myself through this?
Yeah.
And they're actually answering the question themselves instead of you pointing out facts, because they already know that. She knows she doesn't deserve this. No one deserves that. You know what I mean? So asking her a question like that can actually make her think, damn, how many more times am I going to put up with this?
Because sometimes you'll never believe until you say it like out loud yourself.
Or even like, how many girls are you going to let him text before you call it quits? Because that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's breaking up with you on Friday so that he can text some girls and then getting back with you on Monday. It sounds like it. So how many more girls are you going to let him talk to before you actually call it quits?
Yeah.
Because that is disgusting.
It's just so like disrespectful and embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like I just – and that's the thing. I just couldn't let a man embarrass me. So I feel like you should really say like to her, like why? Like why do you let him do this to you? Like genuinely, because there has to be a reason.
Yeah.
Like,
does she not think she's pretty enough? Does she think that he's the best thing that will ever happen to her?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, you need to show her that that's not true.
Mm.
And she can do so much better.
Yeah.
Because maybe when he's texting other girls, maybe she can be texting other boys.
Yeah, I guess. But this is the thing, like, I mean, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but some people need a little rebound.
Yeah, actually, no, that would be good.
And maybe
for her.
It's just a friendship thing to her.
Mm.
Maybe it's nothing like what he's doing. Maybe it is just a friendship thing, and maybe because that's what happened to me. Like when I was with my ex, one of the main reasons I didn't leave was because I literally thought he was the best thing that could happen to me. Yeah.
And then you see, oh wait, there's actually you broaden your eyes, you take off the goggles and you're like, oh.
Yeah. And I started texting my guy friends with not the intention of dating them or that I had the hots with them or anything like that. But they were the ones who were like, Kat, you know, getting flirty with me and me going, holy shit, like other guys actually like me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And it kind of opens up that door for you to go, well, I don't actually need this guy.
Yeah.
Like, why am I with him when I could be having fun with people who actually want to have fun with me and treat me right?
No, that's so true.
So when he texts some girls, you just go text some of your guy friends.
Yeah. And then
see how happy that'll make him.
I would just never go back.
I would never. Like, well, you know what? It's easy for us to sit here and go, I would never do that. I would never. It's so easy for us to do that, but we genuinely don't know how she's feeling. She could have very low self-esteem. She could, you know, think the worst about herself. And so we don't know how she's feeling, but you've got to, as a friend, you need to figure out where her head is at, why she keeps running back. And then once you know that, you can start making her believe that that's not true.
So true.
Yeah. One thing I did as well as like getting in touch with my old friends is I broke up the relationship before I actually broke up the relationship. Mm. So mentally, I would remind myself of what a douchebag he was.
Mm.
Because sometimes when you break up, you're still emotionally invested and it's so hard to let go and it's so hard to separate yourself. But when you mentally break up with him before it's actually done, the moment that the breakup comes around, you're sweet. Because when I broke up with my ex, I had already broken up with him in my mind maybe 2 months before.
Wow.
Yeah. And so the day that I actually did leave him was the best day of my life.
Yeah.
It wasn't emotional at all. I wasn't like mourning the loss of him. I was like, ew, get the fuck away from me. Like, you're gross.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's a different, you're a lot stronger then as well. Mm. So whenever if he came up to me and was like trying to convince me like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm never going to do it again. Like I have already emotionally detached myself. There is literally nothing you could say for me to get back with you because I broke up with you 2 months ago, not today. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I just can't relate. It must be nice.
It must be nice. Well, I mean, the only reason that happened for me was because I was like that girl. Like there were so many instances where we, you know, would have really horrible fights and we would break up. I would go to a women's shelter. I would, you know, run away or whatever. And then he'd call me and he'd be crying and he'd be apologizing and he'd be telling me he's going to change. He's never going to do that. You know, all that bullshit. Mm. And it emotionally is very, very hard to walk away when you want to believe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah.
And
you want to believe that he is going to change and he is going to be a better person. But that's why I say if you break up with him emotionally prior to actually breaking up, the next time he fucks you over, you're not going back.
Yeah.
You're literally done. I think a lot of women can actually do this because I've heard some men talking about it. So when a woman is fighting with you, and being, you know, having an argument with you and caring about you, that's when they care.
Yeah.
But when a woman looks at you and just be and is like, shut the fuck up. Like, I don't even want to talk to you. That's when you know they're done and there's no going back.
No, that's so true.
So you kind of got to get in that headspace.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Alrighty guys, so that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions you want to ask us, make sure you DM us on Instagram at basicallybestiespod and we might answer it for you in our next Thursday episode. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Okay, bye. Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.